Hello and welcome to this week's episode of What's New with Nikki. Today, I'm going to be talking about Sphere of Influence, which is basically a fancy title for a government intervention. But Sphere of Influence is basically a field or area in which an individual or organization has the power to affect events and developments. This is according to Google. So I'm talking about Sphere of Influence, which is relative to, as I said, government intervention. And what I'm going to be focusing on more so is the federal government intervention. So, government intervention is action taken by the government that wants to change the decisions made by businesses about social and economic matters. So, some examples of this are taxes, subsidies, price controls, regulation, minimum wage legislation, which I'll get onto a little bit later, and government bailouts, which I will also touch on later. So if you don't know what a subsidy is, that's okay. A subsidy is a direct or indirect payment to individuals or firms or businesses or corporations, usually in the form of a cash payment from the government or a targeted tax cut. So a common example of this is an encouragement to wean off of fossil fuels and onto clean energy alternatives. But this is basically the same for pretty much any government program that wants to affect change on local businesses. So any way that they can make this happen, money given to them is to give them ways and means to do so. So, of course, the Republicans, Democrats, Independents, and anyone down the aisle has a differing view on sphere of influence and government intervention. So the Republican view of it is they typically favor limited government intervention. So 71% of Republicans and Republican leaders say that the government is doing too many things better left to individuals and businesses. So basically, the further right you go, the less government intervention. And this is according to Pew Research. The Democratic view wants the government to be doing more. So large majorities of Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents, about 78%, say that the government should do more to solve our problems. And only 21% say that it is doing too many things better left to businesses and individuals. Liberal Democrats, with about 85%, are especially likely to support an active role for government. 72% of conservative and moderate Democrats also say that the government should be doing more. From moderate and liberal Republicans, these kind of are more mixed. 58% say that the government is doing too many things, while 40% say it should be doing more to solve our problems, which is again from Pew Research. So, government intervention. There are pros and cons. This is all from economicshelp.org. So, some pros of this is that it provides public goods, which are law and order, that are not supplied in the free market. They provide merit goods such as education, health, which are underprovided in the free market, as in people cannot afford them on their own many times. So it kind of reduces the unsustainability of them. So it also reduces the inequality and poverty through taxes and the benefit system. Government regulations can also protect environmental workers and consumers and other businesses and occupations that are not better supported and satiated by the government with continuities. So what I mean by that is some jobs are not always protected. Like, for example, miners or steel workers, as we kind of transition into a more clean energy America, a lot of these jobs tend to be cut to make more room for those kind of companies. So government intervention can kind of help with that and put money in that way. It also protects long-term interests of the environment, and it limits the monopoly power, which the monopoly power is basically how one organization kind of monopolizes, in other words, takes control and is kind of the biggest corporation, takes advantage of like the smaller ones per se, and has power. So many would say that Amazon is a monopoly because a lot of people rely on Amazon for goods and don't really tend to look at the other shipment organizations and companies. So a lot of people would say Amazon, for example, because of how big it is and its dexterity, is a monopoly. So some cons of this: government failure, some poor information and time lags. There's also lack of incentives to be efficient in the public sector. Also, government influenced by powerful pressure groups So let's say like super PACs, which are basically political action committees, which gives money to politicians to favor their view. So there's gun lobbies, environmental lobbies, immigration, labor union ones, so many more of these PACs, again, political action committees, that give money to invest into these politicians so they will favor their views. Also, there are disincentive effects on higher taxes, disincentive effects on welfare programs, and government ownership may lead to less choices for, you know, the free market and other people. So the topic of government intervention is one of the major differences between the political parties and is pretty much the main objective of the Libertarian Party. I've covered libertarians before in previous episodes. I also have an entire Seeing Down the Aisle episode that features Maddox, who is a teen libertarian, where he expresses his views. But libertarians are basically in favor of much restricted federal power on individuals and businesses. So as the federal government is complicit in many economic ideas, these polarize the two major parties, being Republicans and Democrats, such as one of the major issues raising the minimum wage, which of course is a government like sphere of influence thing, as this would be a mandate across all business lines, as well as taxing the rich. This is a government program that would of course tax the wealthy, and also handouts for the homeless, which I talked about before, basically giving them more resources and programs to be living a livable life, basically. Whether you believe in any of the two parties, if you think that the government should be doing more or less, that is all up to you. I am just here to pretty much provide the facts very briefly for you to understand them. And yeah, this could be a major piece of opinion for you, where it basically helps you decide what you want to register for. If you very strongly believe in the Republican idea of limited government intervention, or vice versa with the Democratic side, then honestly, that could be a reason for you to register to vote one way or the other. Again, the midterm elections are coming up. In previous episodes, I talk about why it is so significant. And depending on your state, where you have open or closed primaries, depending on how you register to vote, will allow you to vote in one of those two primaries. So I highly suggest you get in on that soon, especially if you're 16 in certain states, it allows you to do it, 17 in others, and 18 across all state lines. So definitely be sure to research that and see what your capabilities are in regards to that. So with that being said, please feel free to email me at whatsnewwithnikki@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram, whatsnewwithnikki. If you have any follow-up questions or any concerns about this material, or just any questions about any of my episodes, really. If you're interested in any related episodes, please be sure to look on any of our platforms on Apple Podcasts, Spotify as well. We have several others that are also available to use, but those are most definitely our two major ones. And yeah, with that being said, follow us on all of our platforms, our TikTok, which is What's New with Nikki Podcast. Haven't been posting as frequently on there, but we definitely have some really good, useful content and some funny content as well. If you want to see more about what we do here and some other episodes that we've covered in the past. And of course, our Instagram, What's New with Nikki, where I keep you updated on current events, international relations, post about when we upload our new episodes, and so much more. So please be sure to follow both of those platforms. And if you are interested in any of our other episodes, as I said, please be sure to watch and reflect on any of those. Be sure to vote in this upcoming midterm election. I cannot stress that enough. Your voice deserves to be heard and your vote deserves to be counted. So please do that. It is so significant. Please listen to the midterm election episode that I talk about all of the stuff and all of the intricacies of it. And yeah, with that being said, I hope you enjoy this week's episode of What's New with Nikki. And yeah, vote.